Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Ed Stetzer.
You're like the people of Israel. You just went back to Egypt. You went back to the same
blessed
old
to be a blessing, Ed.
Introduction. I was actually not talking about that part. I was talking about when they wanted to go back to Egypt, where it's warm and secure. You bought the one-way ticket when you thought you were sure. Now you live in the land of promise. Do you recognize that song?
No, I don't.
You don't recognize that song? Oh gosh, I bet all kinds of people recognize that song. So you want to go back to Egypt? By Keith Green. You never heard that song?
You know, it's so how old are you? How old are you when you?
53.
No.
Oh, how old was I when I?
Yeah, when you first heard that.
How old am I? Yeah. I heard it? I don't even know. I don't even know. I had to be the mid 70s.
Okay. So were you a teenager then?
Yeah.
You know, okay.
And that sets it. If you're a teenager, you will remember the music.
That's okay. Honestly, when it comes to dementia, patients with dementia, there's music therapy.
Wait. Where did that?
I'm not talking.
I mean, I care about patients with dementia.
I'm not talking about you.
Okay. Right.
However, there is research that shows patients with dementia, they'll actually remember, and Alzheimer's, they'll actually remember things that they weren't able to remember if you play music from their teenage years.
Okay. So here's a fun fact. Here's the song. So you want to go back to Egypt where it's warm and secure. Are you sorry about the one-way ticket when you thought you were sure? Which is pretty much you on our opening introduction. But do you have an idea who played the harmonica on the recording of that? Anyone? Bueller?
Bon Jovi?
Bueller?
I don't know.
Nope. Bob Dylan.
Oh, Bob Dylan. Okay, I know Bob Dylan.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. All right, there you go.
Harmonica?
You wanted to live in the land of promise, but now it's getting so hard. All right, moving
on. Wait, did he sing too? Or he just played the harmonica?
I don't know if he sang. He played the harmonica.
That's crazy.
So I don't know if he sang at all.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty cool though.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Extra facts.
From dementia to Alzheimer's to music therapy to Bob Dylan playing the harmonica.
You know who Matthew Ward is from Second Chapter of Acts?
No.
He sang. He was doing backup vocals on that as well.
Okay.
You know who Second Chapter of Acts is?
No, I don't.
You don't? No. Sweet mother of pearl. All of you are listening. Would you just send in your complaint letters? We're doing a whole thing. I should tell all of our listeners at Biola. In October, we're doing a 50th anniversary celebration of the Jesus People movement with speakers, some of the musicians. Oh,
That's incredible.
We got some of the musicians are coming, so I can't give away their names, but some of them that I've mentioned here are coming to sing.
And you were one of the revivalists back then, right?
Who was?
You.
No, I was I came to Christ after the Jesus movement. Yeah, okay. You're trying to make me older than I am, which is fine. I've embraced the fact that I'm 53 years of age.
So. Okay. All right. Hey, so let's get to our question.
Okay. Wow. But you remember, people do love the stuff. They tell us up there and say they love that. And what they love the most is when you don't read the same opening script over and 475.
Hey, and
times.
You know what's also great about people who don't like all this?
Yep.
They don't have to listen to our podcast.
We want you just have offended all of our listeners. We want you to listen.
No, they're just
and
skipping.
I know that so many of you want to change the opening lines too. I know, I feel you.
They're just skipping it all, which is fun because episode 477, I think we got into the question after 20 seconds. So this is, we're halfway through the episode and the question now is, when is the best time to plant a church? We're going OG, man.
After you listen to our episode.
After you listen to 479 episodes on church planting, then you can plant a church.
Gosh, how much time? We did 479 episodes and it's 10 to 15 minutes each. Dude, I think I spend more time with you than I do with some of my children. So,
I think you're the better for it.
Not true. Not true. No. Yeah, for sure. All right. So do you have an opinion? Because you always throw these to me to answer because I know I'm supposed to be the one that answers. But what do you think?
Okay. Well, I have been tutored under the master Yoda, who is Ed Stetzer. So
Yoda is Tim Keller. I am not Well, he's who's the guy from X-Men? Professor Xavier.
Professor Xavier. Yes. So
he does look like him.
Yeah, he does.
He probably listens to our podcast. Dr. Keller, I just want to apologize for making fun of you saying you look like Professor X, but you do.
Oh, I can envision the smirk he would have from that.
Oh yes. Oh yes. I bet he listens. You know, when we were putting together our church planner candidate assessment, and I always ask Tim Keller to do things probably three times a year, and he always tells me no. He's doing something for us next year for something we're doing in one of our classes, which is cool. But I'm like, hey, you know, Tim, would you endorse this book? Nope. Would you write it forward? Nope. And I send him this thing. Would you mind reviewing these 40 questions that we're looking to understand their validity to determining church planting efficacy? He said, oh, that would be fascinating. And he sends it and he goes, okay. So thank you, Tim Keller, for helping develop the church planter candidate assessment. But all I'm looking for is one forward. But anyway,
hey, but he endorsed Planting Missional Churches, our second edition. Yeah.
No,
remember,
I didn't
you
know
had
that.
His
take
entire
said, did he really?
Endorsement tattooed on your back.
Like a giant back tattoo. That would be so...
Okay.
Like Ben Affleck has that really sad back tattoo. I've got a Tim Keller back tattoo. So you endorsed Planting Missional Churches? I need to thank him.
You know that.
Tim, thank you for listening and thank you for endorsing.
Hey, you were so excited. You were so excited
was
when you
I?
Did that.
I think I do remember now.
Yeah, and I was fanboying.
Didn't he say there are like two books I recommend? Yeah. This one for North American and the other one for international, which ours isn't international anyway.
And
so I do remember that
and
now.
And when Tim spoke at our CPLF gathering in New York, and I met him in person for the first time, and he heard what my name was, he's like, oh, I know you. And I was like, oh, Tim Keller knows my name.
Tim Keller knows. Here's what's awesome. I just pulled up the endorsement, and you know what I'm going to say. He says, Ed Stetzer's volume on Planting Missional Churches has been perhaps the best single volume on the subject. Now he's updated thoroughly. Even more important that you're involved, you know, you must, you know, outwardly focused. I recommend it. And he didn't mention you in the endorsement.
I'm just grateful that you let me put my name on the cover.
No, what we do on every copy, we write in Daniel M's name right next to the Tim Keller endorsement.
Oh man. Okay. All right.
Tim, we love you. Thank you.
Okay. So now that we've thoroughly lost nearly everyone.
Everyone's like, people don't even know who Tim Keller is. They're like you understanding second chapter backs. They're like, who's Tim Keller?
And for the remaining five listeners that we have now, the best time to plant a church. So going back, you know, through the record of 479 episodes, you often say the week before Easter or you say the fall, right?
Yes. I say the week before Easter or the fall. That is correct. And when I say the fall, I have some specifics there.
Okay.
I want it to be at least... You want
me to
do it?
Or do no? it. Do it.
Explain or no?
Do it.
Okay, sorry. All right. So I want it to be at least, and I say do it because we've had this conversation before. I want it to be at least one full Sunday after Labor Day. So not the Sunday, like Labor Day, whatever that day is, not that weekend, not the weekend after that weekend because people are still getting in the swing of things, but the weekend after that weekend. So two Sundays away from whatever the Labor Day weekend is. And then it's got to be mid September. Or October, hopefully not late October. So basically for your fall, and this, you know, Daniel, 500 caveats, right? So if you live in Florida in a retirement community, this pattern is not the normal pattern. But in most of the U.S. and Canada, people kind of reorient their lives in the fall and they get it finally reoriented where they're open to new things about 2 weeks into September. And then they get focused on holidays near the end of October. So sometime mid-September to late October, if you're going to do it in the fall. The reason I don't recommend Easter is because you're going to have a good attendance. And then next week, you're going to not. And it can be a challenge because what happens is everyone brings their guests and all that. So what I would typically do is say, you know, do some preview services. So let's say you're doing Easter or Palm Sunday, the week before Easter. For those of you in non-liturgical churches, Palm Sunday is the week before Easter. But what I would do is let's say that's in April. I would do January preview service, February preview service, March preview service. And then I would do Palm Sunday launch because then most of the people, particularly unchurched people who might have come that Sunday, are going to be super willing to come back next Sunday if they found some opening in their hearts. And so that gives you two solid weeks, and then you drop down to what becomes probably a more regular attendance level.
Well, what about preview services if you're launching mid-September, though? You're going to do that in the summer?
Oh yeah, same idea. June, July, August. Okay, yeah. Okay. You know, and it's summertime, so that's when it gets hard and it's a challenge. And so, but yeah, I would do, if you wanted to do, let's say you're doing first weekend of October, and I think I planted to do 1, 2, 3, 4 of the churches that would call me senior pastor as a planter. We planted on the first Sunday of October. Mm-hmm. And two of those, we did previews, and we did July, August, September. June's tough because June, you know, depends upon where you live too. You know, we're still going to school in June here in the Chicagoland area. In Nashville, you know, I think it was out earlier. So a lot of it depends on, so if I was planting in September, I might do previews in July and August, maybe just do a private meeting in June to just practice. Yeah.
So then let's say first weekend of October is when you plant. July, August, yeah. September, you do a preview service once a month. And then would you ramp it up in September and go weekly in September?
Yes. I mean, that's the plan, is to start the worship service, mm-hmm. And then continue the worship service. So don't launch until you're ready to do this weekly.
Yeah.
That's why you have the preview services, to practice it monthly and then move on to go to weekly.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. Well, this is awesome. After 5 minutes of content, thank you for listening in. But hey, you probably learned some insider knowledge on Tim Keller. Hey, I'm speaking.
I'd like to apologize to Tim Keller for doubting that he endorsed one of my books. And now we're being reminded of that has been the most special moment of this podcast. Hey, so we love you, Tim Keller.
And one more fanboying. Vancouver, yes. I'm speaking in Vancouver in September it's, you know, the former C2C Multiply conference. Yeah, So they've rebranded as Gospel and Cities Conference, and the Gospel and Our Cities Conference, and Keller is keynoting and I am keynoting too.
Wow. Yeah. I feel like you could just die after that. You would have achieved. Okay. So let me tell you a funny story before we leave.
I just hope it's not right after him.
No, that would be bad. Yeah. You should put that in your writer. I will not speak after Tim Keller. True. No. So I was, so here's what you got to do. So I was in, I spoke at Saddleback, I forget, like last year sometime. And I got up and said, hey, do you guys know that your pastor wrote the best-selling book in the history of the English language, hardback? And I held up Purpose Driven Life. And I said, I forget what I said. It was like 30 million copies. Maybe it's 60 million. I don't remember. So I held it up and said, that's a lot of copies. And I said, but you know, a lot of people think that my new book is a great sequel to Purpose Driven Life. Now I said, really, it's my mom and my wife think that, but you know, together, and then I held both books in my hands. So together, these have sold over 30 million copies. And so,
oh, that's brilliant.
So it was so funny. Everybody just laughed for a long time. And I was like, okay, now, because really, I mean, it is. Together, they've sold 30 million and four probably. But have a little fun with your Tim Keller time. And he's a good guy. And we're deeply thankful for his impact on Gospel City work and mission around the
completely,
world.
Completely. Well, thanks again for listening in. Hey, and if you have a question that you want us to answer on this podcast, just go to newchurches.com, hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. Or if you're on your mobile device, just go to speakpipe.com/newchurches and send that voicemail. We'll catch you next time. It is now well known that planting new churches and campuses is the most effective way of reaching the lost, and launching in rented venues like schools or theaters is one of the most cost-effective ways to launch a new church. So if you're planning a launch or are trying to figure out how to do church well in rented venues, we encourage you to check out our friends at Portable Church. The team at Portable Church Industries takes your vision and creates engaging environments that keep volunteer retention high and allow more energy to be spent on ministry. Go to portablechurch.com/lifeway to learn more and find free customized resources that teach how to launch portable and strong.